Welcome to the Thread Raiders podcast, where some of your notifications' least favorite Twitter users get together and talk about whatever pops off the top of their heads. I'm your host, Captain Sugar Bear. With me today is Shrieky.
Who?
You know who.
It's me.
There you go. It's her first time on the show, folks. And Griffolian.
Hi. I'm just me. The normal me.
That was so normal.
totally me. Like you other humans.
I'm starting to think that you're like, you've been body snatched or something.
Preposterous.
Oh god, he's using words like preposterous. I don't think it's him.
No.
Just as a reminder to our listeners, we are sponsored by DiceBard. Check out DiceBard.com. Check out their selection of dice. They've got all sorts of colors. Like, they just got some cool shit there. And as a bonus to you, whenever you buy something from there, you can go ahead and use the discount code THREADRAIDERS. That's one word, THREADRAIDERS, to get free expedited shipping. And what could possibly be better than that? Right?
Nothing.
Today's show, I wanted to start us with a community submission from So Matt Faust. I think that's how you say your name, buddy. I apologize if it's not. I've never actually said it out loud up until this moment.
the sudden realization, oh god, I've never said this.
I prepare for nothing. But his topic, he sent us a message, says, food is universal and what sustains us all. What's your favorite food and what is your least favorite food? This could make for interesting conversation, and I agree. I think it can. Griff, I want you to start me off here because I need a moment. Like I said, okay. I don't prepare for a goddamn thing, so
no.
I have to think.
No, we live our lives on the edge here at the Thread Raiders podcast. Truly the highest of stakes. Steak, though, is not one of my favorite foods. I'm going to go with, do you know what? Just a really nice lasagna. Like, maybe that's like a really simple answer. But just a really nice homemade lasagna is like one of the best things.
That is really good.
Now, I know that kind of like, I'm just, there's plenty of Thread Raiders gasping in shock that I've not said like pizza and tacos and stuff, which are good, like they're good foods. But like, they're kind of like a common food, right? But like a lasagna, like I don't have them that often. And when I do, it's like, oh, you can't beat it.
No, you're right, dude. Like I just went to this Italian place with my grandmother like a week or two ago. And I don't normally get a lasagna when I go to an Italian food place.
Right.
But I got a lasagna, and I'm going to tell you right now, man, it curled my toes. That shit was so good.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm with you on that, dude. Lasagna is amazing.
That's the thing, right? And, like, I don't know. For me, it's quite nice because you get to have a bit of garlic bread or something with it as well, like a nice side salad, and it's just a nice thing to have. You know, it's probably not, like, the healthiest. I don't know, maybe they're not too bad, but like,
no, they're bad.
All that cheese and that pasta, right?
But yeah,
it's a good time.
Yeah, it's a nice heavy meal. Like, it really just, it sticks with you.
Definitely.
In fact, yeah, I suppose still like, think, sorry.
No, there you go.
I was going to say, I still think some of that lasagna is like stuck to my rib cage still after a couple weeks.
It's just really in there, providing all of its goodness.
Yes.
I'm actually not too big on lasagna. I hate to say it, but.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, I think if I made it myself, I'd enjoy it a lot more. It's right. Just I'm very particular about the sauce and just kind of what goes into it.
Got you.
I hate onion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if you order lasagna in a lot of restaurants, that's going to be in there.
What?
Yeah, like in the sauce, you always find like the little.
Yeah, there'd probably be some like diced onion or something, just amongst like with the mince and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the thing with a lasagna, is that you can do so many kind of like weird things with it. When I was a vegetarian, like a vegetarian lasagna is like amazing as well, you know?
Yeah, they're really good, but I'm still stuck on the onion. I never had onions in lasagna, ever.
Really?
Yeah.
They might have been in there and you just didn't know. It's not like, you know, like rings of it or like big chunks. It's normally like very finely diced.
Throughout, oh man, I think. Yeah. No, I'm glad it wasn't rings and I just completely was oblivious to that because that would be embarrassing.
Just like onion rings, just like battered onion rings in there. Like, what the hell's going on?
My mom, she would cut the onions up into tiny, tiny little pieces and saute them, you know, to pretty much the point where she thought I would not know.
Yeah.
But I will know. I'll just take like that one bite and then you bite into one and then it's just like the fork goes back down and it's like,
the camera like hard zooms on your face, like your eyes narrow, like you can just tell. Yeah.
Griff, what is your least favorite That was your favorite.
This was a bit of a struggle for me, and I decided to go for ones that are just, I don't know, like, I don't really know if I have like a super least favorite food.
Oh, come on.
But the combination of like, I don't like olives. Okay. I'll just go on record right now, no to olives. And then just for, it's not like I don't like it, but just the experience of it, like goat's cheese. I dislike goat's cheese because it has a really weird texture. Like, it feels like, this is like a really strange thing to say, and I've never actually had anyone confirm this, that it exists for other people, but it feels like it like coats my teeth, or it like puts like a film on my teeth or something. And it's just a really uncomfortable experience.
I've never actually ever had that before.
Have you not?
No.
Have you, like, but you had goat's cheese, or?
No.
No, same. Okay. I've never had it.
So yeah, it's just one of those, you know, sometimes you eat something and it's, you can tell you've eaten it for a while afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel I have to brush my teeth after goat's cheese because it just, like, I feel like I've got, like, this layer of. But I don't know whether that's just, like, if that's, like, a part of it and other people like that or.
I get the same thing. Like, you probably have had this too, Griff, when you eat certain fish and chips. Like, the certain fries will give you that same coated feeling inside of your mouth.
Yeah, I can get that.
This has got to be a distinctly foreign thing because I can't really relate that much with this at all.
Oh. You know you get something coating your mouth, B, don't lie.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I am not commenting on what might be coating my mouth.
Well, you kind of just did.
No, I did not. I literally did not. Shrieky, what is your favorite and least favorite foods, please?
Well, I don't think it's any secret what my favorite would be, without a doubt. It would be tacos.
Yeah.
They are the one thing that I can still sit down and eat 20 of and still have room for more.
It's a lot of tacos.
I can love my tacos. And as we all know, I love my Crunchwrap Supreme. So if I had to narrow it down, that would be my absolute fucking favorite to eat. And so, you know, if Taco Bell is listening and they ever wanted to sponsor us to bring a Taco Bell to Rockville, I would not be upset.
Hell, bring one over here. The south coast of England needs a Taco Bell. Like, I've never experienced it.
And I've got a Taco Bell up the street, so I'm good.
Yeah, well, rub it in, B. Go ahead.
I think I'm going to have Taco Bell for lunch, actually.
See, Griff? Look.
This is what happens.
Trying to hurt us.
I know, right?
Every episode, I'm just... I'm so upset again.
Don't even fucking do it.
I'll hold off this time.
Thank you.
The thing is, like, we have to keep on going to HR about this stuff as well, and it never gets better.
No.
I know. Well, I think the problem is that Bear is our HR rep.
Exactly. Yeah, you're probably right there, actually. I don't know why we ever thought that would be good.
You've given me too much power.
So, we're hiring for a new HR rep. If you'd like to apply for the position.
No pay.
Send me Taco Bell.
What position would that be?
Oh, you know.
So, Shrieky, least favorite food.
Least favorite. Moving on. I'm just going to let Bear finish
this. We're the worst. Everything we do is bad.
It really is.
The thing is, I don't ever feel bad. Yeah, like, I should probably feel bad, but...
Oh, it feels good.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, God, this is bad. Okay, least favorite food would be meatloaf.
Okay.
Oh.
I hate meatloaf. It was just one of those things that, like, I don't know if your parents did this to you when you were a kid, you know, where you're like, you don't move from that chair until you've eaten all your food.
Oh, yeah.
And okay, maybe it was just my mom.
I kind of know that the situation, but not with meatloaf. It doesn't exist over here.
Yeah.
Really?
Wait, you don't have meatloaf at all?
No.
Oh, I'm going to the UK.
That is a meatloaf free zone.
Yes. Because my brother and I had a trick though. He hated mashed potatoes and he loved meatloaf. And I am obsessed with mashed potatoes. So we would do this thing when she wasn't looking. I would scrape my meatloaf onto his plate and he'd give me his mashed potatoes and then we'd finish it. But they would always work against us because then like 2 weeks later she would make it again. And she'd be like, but you ate it last time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah,
because you forced us to.
Yeah, exactly. So now, I just cannot even eat meatloaf to this day. It's just something that turns my stomach.
What is meatloaf, if I may ask?
It's pretty much like ground beef made into like the shape of a loaf,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of the times there's onions throughout it. So, yep. And then there's like this tomato sauce that kind of goes on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's pretty much meatloaf, but I don't think there's really much more to it.
Also,
I guess like the closest thing might be like various pasties or whatever for us, but they tend to be quite like saucy.
You say pasties?
Pasty.
Pasty.
Yeah.
But is pasty?
Some pasties can be pasty if they're not like browned and golden.
But... That wasn't the pasties I was thinking of.
No.
Hey, you're on a good one today, Shrieky.
I know.
I want to share my favorite.
We don't want to.
I mean, we all know what your favorite is.
No.
After that conversation earlier.
We don't know. My favorite is DiGiorno pizza.
Oh, of course it is.
Because I have a life's mission to get DiGiorno pizza to follow our podcast on Twitter. But their pizza is also pretty damn good.
No? So I shouldn't mention that I had Delicio pizza last night.
I don't know what that is. That's not a real pizza. DiGiorno is the only pizza.
Yeah, but I've got the Domino's pizza website open because I was thinking about getting pizza.
That's also a fake website.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It leads to nowhere. Why would you want delivery when you could have DiGiorno? That's my question. That's the real question.
Are you sure that they're not already paying you? Because
they literally won't even talk to me.
But like, if you could seriously stop sending mail to this address, like that would be really appreciated.
I think they might have been a little bit overwhelmed by the Thread Raiders kind of raiding.
That is a funny thing that happened in my quest to get DiGiorno Pizza to follow, which up to this recording, at least, they have not. But we're still waiting. Boo. We're sitting by the phone. On it. We know it'll happen. But yeah,
one day.
So the pizza is honestly, it's one of my favorite foods. Just cheesy, meaty, vegetable-y, which is not a word, goodness. I like how it's like hot lava in your mouth if you don't let it cool enough, and it just wrecks the fucking roof of your mouth, and then every meal you eat for the next week is just ruined. Everything about pizza is fantastic.
Feeling. Yeah, that's a real, real humdinger of a positive feeling, that one.
But the least favorite food of all time, nothing will ever beat this, is fucking pickles.
No, I love pickles.
No, I have a theory.
Island here.
I've always had a theory about how pickles were created.
Oh, here we go.
One day, Satan is down in hell and is like, yeah, you know, how can we make just the fucking worst food? And he also had a fetish with putting things in his ass. So he's like, give me a cucumber. And he shoved it right up there, let it sit for a week, popped it out, and it was a pickle. And everyone enjoys these things, and I don't know why, because that is how they're created, and they're awful, and they're the worst. I've had them in all sorts of different ways. I've had them on burgers. I've had them plain. I've had dill. I've had whatever the fucking sweet pickles are, the sweetbread ones.
Gherkins. Or something.
I've had them fried, even. Fried. I will eat anything fried. I'll eat my own goddamn hand fried. Not pickles.
I just hope you haven't been making these at home, Bear, because you know that's not how you make pickles, right?
Yeah.
I'm not Satan. It's an exaggeration. Shit. It's a story. God. What do you think I do over here?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
no, don't answer that,
take,
actually.
Like, more than a week in the devil's ass to pickle it. I mean, I think that would be almost more a month.
It depends on the vinegar level, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's something that we have to research. What is the acidity level in the devil's asshole?
Apparently he spends a lot of time over here, so I'll try and see if I can catch up with him one day.
Speaking of... speaking of just weird things of that nature, Shrieky, you had a topic for us. What was it?
Yeah, so I was looking on Twitter, and I noticed that Zai Chai, I'm not sure if I'm saying her name right, it's X-A-I-C-H-A-I, and she had commented about her, if she had a superpower, it would be always saying the wrong thing. And I kind of got a kick out of that, so I thought that we've discussed here, if you had a weird superpower, what would it be?
Well, I know, I know what mine would be. And it would be my weird superpower, and I already have it, actually, is to bring conversation to a standstill by saying something completely and utterly awkward or inappropriate.
Yes.
Yeah, that is mine.
Yeah, can confirm.
Yeah. There would be a bitchin' conversation going, like everyone's having a great time. I'll walk into the room and I will say one thing, and it's like that record scratch sound.
Yep.
And then I just turn, look to the camera, and shrug. And that's my fucking life.
You get like the audience laughter, like, because it's just your catchphrase at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, my catchphrase is a shrug. I can't even get that word out right.
I don't know. I think with us, though, at least with the Thread Raiders, we pretty much become accustomed to that, or we're like that ourselves. So I can't see it happening too often with us.
Just give me time.
Well, it's been almost a year. Well, getting close to a year.
Holy shit, has it been that long?
I think March or April it will be a year.
Oh, damn. Well, time does fly.
Yep.
I think that's a pretty good power, though. I think because I don't know, would you use that for good? What would the application be of that?
No, there is no good application.
No? That's the thing. You're like going to be the nemesis of someone.
I'm the nemesis of a good time.
Okay. Or, do you know what you could do? You could interrupt the bad guy's monologues. Really throw him off.
Ooh.
Oh, that is good. That would really piss them off.
See, yeah, but then how are they going to give away their evil plan to the good guys?
They're not.
Maybe you're helping them. Maybe you're like a distraction technique. You come in and they're like, they're just about to reveal everything. You come in and say something. They're like, what the shit? What was I saying? Oh, it's gone. And then they just carry on actually destroying things because they're not getting distracted.
Well, you're the villain of the Thread Raiders, Griff, so he'd be doing it to you.
Oh, of course.
Oh my god, can I be your henchman?
Yeah, go for it.
Sweet. Ooh. I am not powdering your bottom, though. That is not a thing I'm doing as a henchman.
You kind of have to do that if you're going to be my henchman, so...
Okay, but I'm using a hand and not my face.
All right, okay. Look, deal? Compromise. This is what we're about on this show.
Oh my god. Oh, shit.
This is a really bad episode. We are really, really bad this episode. Shame on us.
No, I've already clarified. I have no shame.
I picture that gif of the woman from Game of Thrones with the bell every time I hear the word shame. Just shame. Yes. Clean.
Yeah.
Shame.
It's almost like Pavlovian at this response, at this moment, right? That response. So it's amazing what one show can do to a word.
Yeah, except the scene from that scene you're talking about, Bear, reminds me of the scene from Monty Python where they're walking through the village and they have the books in their hand. Griff, you know which one I'm talking about?
What, they keep slamming themselves on the head?
Yes!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Just like monk chanting and then just whack.
Whack, yeah. That's all I think of when I see that scene.
Definitely.
So, Griff, if I am your henchman, what is your weird superpower?
My weird superpower? Again, I kind of already have this, but it's having the perfect conversation 3 hours after the conversation is finished.
Yes.
Do you know when you're like, for some reason, you're just like, I mean, I think a lot of people probably have this. I wouldn't be unique in this ability, but I would be like, I just will relive a conversation, but I will do it so much better that it will be so far after the fact that it will have no effect on anything. And just as I'm there laughing to myself, you come in and you're like, da 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 da. And then I'm just like, oh, what was my train of thought? It's gone.
You know, we make a great supervillain team because both of our superpowers are just to be fucking awkward as shit.
Can you imagine, like, what you could do to the world just by purposefully being awkward in such a situation?
Oh my god.
I can't even imagine it because I'm so awkward just on a general basis. Like, just naturally, that to actually try, like, the world would probably burn.
Yeah. You could, like, derail so many things. Just by dispersing groups.
Just, like, there's a crowd of people, like, protesting something, like, you know, just, like, bad protesters or whatever, and I just show up, and, you know, I do that whole womp womp, and they just look at each other, look at me, shake their heads, and just walk away.
Yeah, this isn't worth it. We need to get away from this guy.
I am crowd. That's my name, Crowd Control.
Crowd Control, holy shit. Yes. Yeah. My name would be Retrospective or something like that, right? Like, yes. Captain Hindsight, maybe? Like.
So useless.
But worth it.
What are you, Shrieky, have you thought of one yet?
Yeah, I thought, well, Bear, you're going to get a kick out of this one, or not. My superpower, I think, would be making bears groan with my puns.
Yep.
Why, that's a very specific power.
It is. Well, like, I guess it's not bears particularly, but it seems to be especially bears, but I guess it could be more people.
I mean, it's your power, so You want to make so do you want to make the world groan with your puns, or do you want to like make just all the puns?
Well, that's the thing. I think that
That kind of synonymous, people, right?
Yeah, it's infectious. They'd hear a pun and then they'd have to just regurgitate a pun out themselves.
Oh my god, a Mexican wave of puns!
Just. Oh yeah.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, you say that people groan at puns all the time, but at the same time, so many people demand puns from you. Mm-hmm. So
I know the demand is high, and honestly, it's just a lot of pressure on me right now.
I was so expecting a pun right there. Like, I was just already shaking.
That's the power of the pun, though.
Exactly.
The anticipation is...
You can't drop it until
they're
least expecting it.
I'm always vigilant. I'm always on guard against your puns now. I know it's coming. I just don't know when.
Hmm.
Mine will come in 3 hours' time.
Yes. So.
I'll just awkwardly interrupt it.
Thus saving the world.
With our powers combined.
Yeah, we can all be... No, I don't think there's any use for that, really.
With our powers combined, we can accomplish absolutely nothing.
We can make this podcast, I suppose.
Yes, this podcast is powered by awkward. It really is.
Yeah, awkward. I like to imagine that basically our audience is just in a constant state of cringe. it's almost like an anti-meditation.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, when people are feeling just that little bit too relaxed, just chuck this on. We'll really get like those hairs on end. Just, you know. Yeah.
Yep. Awkward. Please don't listen to our show while you're driving, because we would hate for you to cringe so hard that you like veer into a wall or something. We would feel really, really, really bad about that. We like you, so, you know.
But if it does happen, we take no responsibility.
Oh, absolutely
and
none.
Send us the story via Twitter.
Yes.
Because that's some good material.
We'll send you a bread basket.
Oh, you're funding that, right?
Yeah, because I'm not.
Yeah, I didn't sign that in my contract.
I'm sorry,
there was no contract, but
I think Alexa just got picked up on the podcast. Oh. So I guess this episode is special guesting Alexa. So thanks for that.
Oh, hi Alexa, thank you for coming in.
That was so random. That's the first time in how many episodes that's happened. What is this, episode 7? So 10 total, including the 9 total, including the 2 test episodes.
I guess maybe Alexa's just a little bit. She's just finally gotten comfortable, you know, with the idea of other people being around. She finally found her voice, so I think that's good.
I think she was giving me a taste of my own superpower because she totally awkwardly interrupted.
Yeah, just like came in.
So speaking of weird things and just really weird things, Griff, you have a really weird topic for us.
I don't like the tone that you've handed that over to me with, if I'm honest. I think this is a fabulous idea.
Oh, it's great.
It's not in any way weird. I don't know how you could ever have used weird to describe this. So basically, I was wondering if you could take any animal, which one would be the coolest to blow up to the size of a horse?
I like this question.
That means you have something for us, Shrieky.
I do. I thought it would be really cool. This was the first thing I thought of. A flying squirrel.
Oh my god.
Damn. Think about it. You could. That's like an all-terrain vehicle.
Mm. Oh,
you could take that thing just about anywhere, right?
Yeah.
It can climb, it can glide.
Think of that tail, though.
But all I'm picturing is it's like one big fuzzy blanket.
Yeah, that's... Oh god, that's so true, yeah.
I mean, cold winter
night. It would be like parkour mount.
It just really
everywhere.
Would.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, would you have to do that in the city though, or something, like somewhere where there's like skyscrapers? Because that thing ain't climbing no trees and gliding. I don't think the tree could hold the weight.
That is true. So I might have to go to some kind of urban environment. I mean, no. All I'd have to do is just head out BC. They've got huge fucking trees out there.
Perfect.
I think.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I've never been.
Well, that's your fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never been, because I've heard there's some huge freaking flying squirrels out that way. So. Nightmare.
That seems like the perfect reason to visit.
Yeah, you're very trashy. But wouldn't it be like that horrific moment where, you know, you see those videos of people like holding the camera behind their hands, and they're holding the hand out, and like the squirrel like glides and lands in the hand. And that moment when you realize that your perception, this thing's a lot bigger than you were anticipating. It must have not been as far away as you thought initially. And a horse-sized flying squirrel is suddenly careening towards you.
The shadow just starts getting bigger.
Just blots out the sun.
Yeah.
Oh. I like that. It's a good one. What
and
about
I'd
you,
have
Bear?
To give it some kind of comical Honest? Name, just to kind of, you know, something kind of like name it Tiny or something.
Oh, yeah, naturally.
Yeah.
I would something call it Not-So-Secret Squirrel.
What's that?
I would call it Not-So-Secret Squirrel.
That's a horrible name. Work on it.
It's a great name.
No, you come back. Wait,
have you ever heard of Secret Squirrel?
No.
Oh, no. That's why that doesn't make sense to you. Secret Squirrel is a cartoon.
There's a big old whoosh moment there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is it?
It's a cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I grew up watching Secret Squirrel.
I should just name it Foamy.
And you kept it quiet, which is good, so, you know, obviously, true to the brand.
Yeah.
There Foamy, go, holy crap, what a reference.
Did you ever watch that cartoon?
Which one?
Yeah, I literally have an astigmatism in my eye, and I laugh every time because I think of it as a stigmata, because yes! of Foamy.
Yes! Oh, I haven't watched those clips in
stigmata in my eye.
Yeah,
so good.
So, yeah, my animal... Senda, you asked earlier, Griff.
Yes,
it took me, man, I really had to think about this. But I've settled on, I want a horse-sized chihuahua.
Oh, no.
And this is why.
Okay.
This is why. Chihuahuas are horrible.
Yes.
They're awful. They vibrate, you know? they're nothing but eyeballs and vibrations. Like, that is what a chihuahua is. So, and they're so small and just so oddly proportioned. So wouldn't it be hilarious to see one the size of a fucking horse?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it kind of would.
Like, it just, like, you feel like tremors from it vibrate because it's still cold all the time. You can put a horse blanket on it. It doesn't matter. That thing's still fucking cold and still vibrating. Its googly eyes are, like, looking in three different directions somehow. There's two eyes looking in three directions. I don't know how it works, but chihuahuas make it so.
Chihuahuas are the true owners of that fourth dimension or the fifth dimension, whatever the hell. That's where the other eye exists.
Yeah, when they're looking at you, they don't see you. They see something else completely and entirely.
That's why they're shaking.
They're always looking into like the dark world or something.
Yeah, they just sing all those things that we can't comprehend. I'd shake.
Oh,
this whole time
we
thought they were just cold, but no, they're just always scared.
That's the way I took it. I mean, look at you. They're literally looking at you like you are, I don't even know what they're thinking in their heads. But the only dog I've ever been bitten by is a chihuahua.
It hurts.
It does. For just a little dog, it's... Okay, I'm trying not to swear here, but Jesus Christ, I hate them.
Why are you trying not to swear? Like we are an explicit show. It says so in the thingy. It says explicit.
It would pretty much be like an unintelligent... Or, oh my god, I can't even just talk right now. I'm so worked up. No.
Just an outburst of, like, unattainable noise.
Exactly, yeah. Just...
Who knew chihuahuas would trigger you?
Yeah.
No, seriously, my ex-boss had a chihuahua, and she worked from home, and I would go to do her paperwork for her every few months, because she just threw everything on a table, but she would leave me alone with the stupid chihuahua, and every time you stood up from your chair, the thing would go nuts. It would just start barking, and it would hop up and bite you. So it's not just biting your ankles. No, it's trying to get to your throat, but it's only getting to about, like, crotch level.
Oh, now imagine if you made that horse side. It can definitely get your throat now.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all I'm thinking of. That thing's going to fucking eat me.
Yeah, because the mannerisms don't change. The temperament doesn't change. It's just the size.
Yeah. Yeah, great. So now I have this schizoid dog that's, like, the size of a horse.
Well, you can fly away on your giant flying squirrel.
That is true, and I will. Far away from this conversation.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
ouch.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah,
that wounded brutal. Me. Griff, what do you got, man?
It might be weird, but the first thought I had with this question was I want to make a baby-sized horse the size of a normal horse so that when it grows up, it will be like twice the size of a horse-sized horse.
Oh, my God. Where do you get these
and
things,
then I was just like, what the hell is my mind doing right now? Like, no. Axolotls. I would love a horse-sized axolotl, but I don't know where I'd keep it.
A what?
You guys, an axolotl?
What?
You have to Google them. Oh, everyone Google axolotls right now because they're the cutest things in the world.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah. But they only live in like underground caves. I feel like I've heard this name,
and I think I know what it will be when I see it. But I
it's like a really frilly, like, lizardy thing. I think I said it right. An axolotl? Yeah, it sounds right. Yeah, they've got like little like tendril things. They're like salamanders. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a Pokemon.
Yeah, they look like mudkips.
They do. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just the freaking cutest little things. Yeah, I'm not really sure what I could do with it, but it'd be cool, right?
I mean, I'm sure you could do all sorts of things with it.
Like, I guess if it, like, maybe if it wasn't, like, blinded, I could, like, take it out in the world. If it's that big, it can survive shit, right? So.
Oh, hell yeah.
You'd never be in a bad mood. No, you wouldn't. That's the thing, right? Like, it just looks like it's smiling. The axolotl has the face of Baymax, and I've only just made that, like, you guys seen Big Hero 6?
I have not, but I know who that is.
Like, the robot-y thing from that. Yeah, like, that, my god, I've just made that link, that's amazing.
My only thing is, like, I don't like its face very much. I know you just made it, like, oh its face god. Is cute, but it what? Just, because it looks like it's staring into my soul.
Oh, it does kind of look like that, yeah.
Yeah. And that's
but
awful.
It's giving you, like, its face is, like, reassuring. Like, yes, I'm looking at your soul, but, like, it's okay. Like, I'm not judging you for it.
I'm looking like, at your soul, got, like, but I like what I see. Soul.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, thank you, man. Like, I really appreciate that.
I don't know. I don't think it would like what it sees in mine. And then, like, I'm afraid that maybe that's what it takes for it to transform into something
Do you
awful.
Think it would maybe then look sad? And, like, you're worried about disappointing the axolotl?
No, I kind of feel like it would, like, transform into a giant fucking chihuahua and come after me.
Oh. They're not that far away, in fairness. Like, looking at them, like...
Side by side, almost the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so that... like, But then I kind of got to thinking more practically, and I was like, oh, do you know what? Like, going back to my favorite animals, like, I love a sparrowhawk. Just, like, a massive bird to fly around on.
But that would be cool.
It's not as cute.
No. But more badass.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that is pretty badass. Oh, whoa, what about if you could do, like... What about if you could, like, make a dragonfly, like, horse-sized?
No. They creep me out.
No? What, like, if you could train it, though, like, if, no, no, if you
they,
could,
they,
like...
They creep me out, they
just,
like...
Yeah, just never.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to touch it. I would just be like, ew.
Ew. Get away.
Okay. Well, this has been a very weird show. It's been a dirty one, for sure. All our minds are gutter brains today. It's been an awkward one, but it usually is with us. But thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for joining us on our show, the Thread Raiders podcast. As always, you can find me on Twitter at @CPTSugarBear. You can find Shrieky where at?
You can find me on Twitter at Shrieky, which is S-H-R-I-E-K-E-E. You can also find me on DeviantArt under the same name.
Okay. And Grifolian, where can we find you, bud?
Yeah, Twitch and Twitter at Grifolian. GRYFFOLEON.
Fantastic. And you can find the podcast on Twitter at Thread Raider Pod. If there's any topics or anything you'd like to discuss, or you just want to drop a line and say hi, feel free to email us at raid@threadraiderspodcast.com or go to our website, www.threadraiderspodcast.com. Go to contact, fill out the form, send us a little hi or, you know, a topic submission, something you'd like us to talk about. Otherwise, you can like our Facebook page, join our Facebook community, download the show at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, any podcast service you can think of, mostly. If you use one that I listed or that I did not list and you'd like us to add it there, let me know what it is, because I don't know them all. I'm doing my best.
Come on, Bear. What's
I know. I'm the literal worst. My Twitter bio says so. Therefore, it is true.
He did warn us.
Yeah. Yeah. That was your warning. I'm not going to say it again. Damn it.
Yes, he will.
Probably. But last but not least, we do have our end segment here. And Griff, I think you have our community shout out for this episode.
I do, yeah. So this week we are going with a huge, huge friend of the show. Someone who's just fabulous, a wonderful, like, super kind-hearted person. You can find her over on Twitter at StinkRatStreams. That's at StinkRatStreams. And through her Twitter, you can find all the various links and things like that to her Twitch, where you'll mainly find her. Streaming a lot of spooky games, a lot of golf with friends. Just genuinely just a good, like, wholesome, fun time streamer. And she's, like, been a super, super supporter of the show. We love her to bits. Yeah. Just cannot send enough, like, positive words. So definitely go and check her out, see what she's up to. Say hi from us. And, yeah, pretty sure you'll enjoy what she does.
Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy half the shit we do, then you're going to love what she does. I mean, she's hilarious, she's fun, and just a good person. Somebody definitely worth supporting.
Absolutely.
So, with that, last final thoughts. Anybody?
Yeah, if anyone out there would like to tell us what their favorite or least foods are, or if you agree that tacos are the best, I'd love to talk about it with you.
Oh, God. No. Damn
no,
it.
even I can't approve of that one. Like, I'm normally pretty supportive of the puns, but no.
Thank you. You knew I was getting one in. Come on.
Oi, oi.
Phrasing.
It's my superpower.
Also, DiGiorno, DiGiorno, we're still waiting for you.
Yeah,
we know you want to follow us. if you want to talk about your weird superpowers, you want to tell us you know, what awkward or horrible superpower you might have that would complement our super friends of awkward. I'd love to hear about that.
I like that. Super friends of awkward?
Yeah.
I'm so up for that name. And I guess I want to know what animal you would make horse-sized. I'm really interested. I want reasons. I want stats, if possible. Obviously, we're all big tabletop fans, so if you can make, like, a full monster sheet for it, that would be pretty aces.
That would be awesome, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, die at anything, right? Like, just add dire in front of it, make it horse-sized. I'm up for that.
All right. Well, with that, it's been a great show. It's been fun, and we are out. God damn it.